This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The world has welcomed a new year, 2021.
2021 arrived not a moment too soon for a nation weary of nearly a year of pandemic disruptions and shutdowns, but COVID-19 is still here, and the celebrations were anything but normal. In New York's Times Square, it wasn't about crowd control, but crowd prevention, as very few were on hand to witness the iconic ball drop. Tourist Cole Zeiser was there.
It's our first time in New York on, New Year's Eve, and it's not going to be what we wanted.
In a sobering note, California officials said Thursday the Golden State has surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mike Gracia.
California is one of the states where a mutant variant of the coronavirus has popped up. Other cases have been confirmed in Florida and Colorado. Experts think the vaccines that are rolling out now will still be effective. Wall Street ended the year with more record highs. The Dow gained 7% in 2020, the S&P 16%, and the Nasdaq almost 44%. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says that probably won't last going into the new year.
I do think that it's likely that the market will have a more normal performance in 2021. And what we mean by that is perhaps something on the order of a single-digit percentage increase for the full year.
The 116th Congress is in its final hours. The new Congress will be sworn in on January 3rd. So will the current Congress approve the $2,000 COVID relief payment President Trump suddenly demanded? Republican senators are ignoring the president's demand, but it does appear they will override his veto of the big defense bill. Under arrest, a Milwaukee-area pharmacist suspected of deliberately ruining hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine. This is AP News. Our Jackie Quinn has a look back at some of those we lost in 2020.
In 2020, we lost Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'll do the very best I can in this job.
Civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis.
The scars of racism are still deeply embedded in our society.
Basketball great Kobe Bryant, rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen, Little Richard, Sean Connery, Alex Trebek, and actor Chadwick Boseman, who died of cancer at the age of 43. Also gone, Kenny Rogers, Regis Philbin, Olivia de Havilland, and musician John Prine, who died of COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Someone else died in 2020. Samuel Little, the most prolific serial killer in the history of this nation. He was 80 years old and died in California, where he was serving life. He'd killed nearly 60 people, at least, though he admitted killing many more. He had diabetes and heart trouble. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.